Chapter 1. Tennessee, the volunteer state, welcomes you. As the sign flashed by on I-81, Cash Grantham hit the voice controls on his steering wheel. "Call Hadley Steele." The call connected, and the phone rang, and rang, and rang, until her voicemail picked up. Again. So, 36 hours hadn't been enough time for her to cool off. She could have been in the middle of work, but he knew her routine pretty well by now. After 5 phone calls, if she'd wanted to talk to him, she'd have picked up. "Look, Hadley, I know you're pissed. I know you don't think this is necessary, but I swear to you, in the grand scheme of things, this is the right move. I'll come find you when I get back to town, assuming your brother doesn't put me in the ground first." It wasn't an unrealistic outcome. Cash had chosen to drive the 7-odd hours down from Baltimore to give himself time to consider his approach to this conversation, in hopes that it would remain civilized. Holt Steele was one of his best friends, his brother in all but blood. The man was the main reason Cash had survived growing up as the only child in an abusive single-parent household. Holt had given him a safe place to land when his mother couldn't be bothered to give a shit, which had been most of the time. She hadn't wanted him, and had never made a secret of the fact that she hadn't been given a choice. She'd resented every second of his presence, every penny he'd cost. Cash didn't like thinking about where he'd have ended up without the Steele siblings. He knew well enough the horrors that had visited others in similar positions. Holt had always had his back, and Hadley. Hadley had given him a light in the darkness of a very grim childhood. Cash didn't know exactly when things had changed. He'd always loved her, even when that bold, fiery spirit landed her in trouble that they'd had to bail her out from, which had been often. But it had been the love of a brother, a friend. He wasn't sure precisely when he'd fallen for her. It was sometime after they'd reconnected, and he'd become aware that little Hadley Steele was all grown up and just as much of a ballbuster as she'd always been. Damn if he hadn't found that hot as hell. He'd never intended to lay a hand on her, best friend rules and all that, but she'd had other ideas, and he'd been powerless to resist her. He wasn't proud of how he'd justified it to himself, saying it was okay because they'd planned for their affair to be temporary. They'd both thought the heat between them would burn out and they'd move on, with Holt being none the wiser. But Cash had gone and fallen in love with her. He'd known it for a while and hadn't said a word. Hadley would probably bolt if he dropped the L word. It was one thing for them to have fallen into something more serious. It was another thing to label it. She didn't trust in permanent relationships of a romantic variety. And why should she, after seeing her mom go through a parade of men, while more or less forgetting the fact she'd had 2 kids? So, he'd put off dealing with the whole situation. But every day that passed, he'd felt more and more like shit that they were actively hiding their relationship from her brother. He'd finally hit his limit and put them on pause until he could talk to Holt. Hadley hadn't taken it well. She was justifiably pissed at the idea that he was headed to Tennessee to get her brother's permission. She wasn't a possession, wasn't Holt's to control. Cash understood that, but because of who Holt was to him, anything less than this was a betrayal. Really, the last 6 months of lies were already a massive breach of trust. Cash needed to make it right, and he could only hope like hell that the ring in his pocket would help them both forgive him. But damn, he had no idea how he was going to bring up the topic with her incredibly overprotective brother, the former Army Ranger, who knew a lot of ways to kill a man. He wouldn't be at all surprised if Holt wanted to kick his ass. It wasn't like Cash couldn't take on his buddy. He'd been Army Intelligence for a lot of years and was highly trained in his own way. Not to mention